law, the requirements for full disclosure for outside income by legislators won't take effect until next year. So this is kind of the last batch of filings which we've seen, which are heavily redacted. Now, the things that we'll see going forward won't be completely transparent. Deals which existing legislators have with clients who've been serving for a couple of years already won't need to be disclosed. But if any legislators make any new business contracts or new legislators are elected, those will all need to be disclosed going forward, as well as the amount they're getting paid for the first time.
Now, there are lawmakers who, of course, have outside businesses, such as an attorney, et cetera, business owner, real estate. There's nothing wrong with that. Where's the line of what the public has the right to know about someone's law client? Or
yeah, the majority of legislators have an outside job, about 150 of them do. And yes, about 45 of them work in law, which is actually the second highest category behind real estate. And there are some things which they've argued should not be made public and which we tend to agree with them on. If you're representing a domestic violence victim, for example, in your capacity as a lawyer, you shouldn't have to disclose their name or how much they're paying you. That clearly has problems and gets too much into individuals' private business. But some of the people who file have these ambiguous consulting firms, which they work for. And there have been several scandals with those in the past where it turns out their consulting just involves collecting large sums of money from people with business before the state in exchange for doing them favors. So going forward, they will need to disclose who they're getting this money from and to a degree what they're doing to earn this money, which should help prevent some of the scandals we've seen in the past. It should stop them before they even get started.
In the article, there are some questions raised about Senator Tom Libous, who also has some real estate dealings outside of the legislature. Now, that would seem, on the surface, nothing wrong with selling real estate. Where do the questions come in about this?
Well, one of the big gray areas is if you're dealing with people with business before the state. Let's say you're renting out an apartment. That's all well and good. But let's say you're renting it to a lobbyist who might be trying to influence your vote, and they're willing to pay twice the market value of the apartment. Those are things which there have been accusations of in the past and which will be disclosed starting next year. But as of now, yes, we are still in the dark for who exactly these relationships are with.
And there's one also noted. Senator John Sampson is a member of the board of a firm called Touch Communications. The chairman is Ravi Batra, the commissioner of J-COPE, the Ethics Commission. Now, that would raise some eyebrows, I would think, as well.
Yeah, presumably Batra going forward would have to recuse himself from any analyses of Senator Sampson's business dealings, because he apparently does have some close financial ties to the senator. So that does make it more difficult for the senator, for the Senate Democrats' own appointment to be responsible for investigating who of their members might have some questionable outside activity.
And when the new law, when the new disclosure law takes effect, how much privacy will still be enjoyed by the legislators and their clients?
There will be some. We won't necessarily see the full contract signed by everybody, but we will see several things going forward that we've never seen in the past. For example, the exact dollar amounts will have to be disclosed. If you look at a form, which we have posted on our website for the past couple of years at NYPIRG.org, you can see which firms people have clients with, but you can't see how much they're getting paid. And when individuals of the public see the actual dollar amounts, there might be a few more eyebrows raised if somebody is involved in real estate deals totaling $10 million a year as opposed to $50,000 a year.